From Apollo Smith to Cassandra. Subject: can only stay on for a minute. When you made up your mind to have a woman, did you really dream of tits and nipples like chains to suck on? She looks like she might be shaven. Is that the pussy you imagined? Can you feel her long, strong legs wrapped around your head? Can you taste her? Can you feel that blonde hair on your thighs as she eats you? Can she take all of me? Are you wet?
From Cassandra to Apollo. Subject: can only stand for a minute. Date: March 19th. Yes, it's hot in here. Call me in the morning, thinking of you, buried inside me, eating her. I can't believe how out of control Apollo has gotten. He is a fucking locomotive. Last night he flew in to see me. He didn't bring a change of clothes. What he did bring made me laugh. The video camera, tripod, rope, and a very large dildo. He tied my legs up to the corners of the bed and tied my hands over my head. He propped my ass up on pillows, and then he set up the camera. The whole idea of getting me on film had him possessed. He fucked me so hard, with so much lust, I thought I would faint. Then just as quickly he got off me and viewed the tape. Shit was all he said, when I asked how it turned out. Shit, I replied, but he ignored me, got dressed, and walked out of the room. I screamed after him to untie me, but he was gone. Several minutes later, he came back with the manager of the hotel. I started to say something, but he just gave me that look that meant I would get a spanking if I disobeyed. So I shut my mouth and waited. The young man was obviously amused at all this and took the camera from Apollo, smiling. "So you understand what I want?" Apollo asked him one last time. "Yep," the young man said. "I sure do. You want a close-up and personal pictures of your cock pounding away at her pussy." Apollo then climbed back on the bed and straddled my breast. I smiled at him, catching the camera just out of the corner of my eye. Without hesitation, he held my head and rammed his cock to the back of my throat. In and out of my mouth, his hard cock moved deeper into my throat each time until the very end of the shaft was buried in my mouth. I gave up fighting. I decided breathing was more desirable, and as his cock grew in girth and my gag reflexes chimed in, he stopped and slid down my body to my tits. Oh, how I love how he sucks my nipples. And this time was no exception. He sucked on my nipples and slobbered on my breast while I panted and screamed. Each lick, each tease of his teeth on my sensitive nipples sent a direct message to my cunt. Oh God, my cunt! I could feel its cockhead move against it, his knob in position erect. It slipped easily into me, and I came. Oh God, I came. But he didn't stop. He couldn't. I thought his hard-on would never end, as he ravished me, completely, and the camera catching every move, every drop of cum.
From Swing 69 to Apollo Smith. Subject: jeez, Marie. Hi. Got your cassette. Sorry we took so long to reply this time, but we had a very busy weekend eating and fucking to your movie. Yes! We're going to take it to the next level. But New York City is too busy. We prefer playing in our own backyard. If you come down here to meet for dinner, we would want you to be prepared to spend the night. No pressure, no promises or commitments, only possibilities. Meanwhile, Cassie, share with us. Tell Jane about being taped. How was it for you? I'm trying to get her involved in a threesome where I videotape everything. Cassie, can you picture you, Apollo, and Jane in a fuck frenzy while I videotape it all? I can. The old cock is bobbing.
From Cassandra to Swing 69. Subject: nice work if you can get it. Date: March 21st. Jane, you saw the movie. What more proof do you need? Next weekend is good for us. Tell us the time and we'll be there. Tell John to get the camera ready. I can't wait to see how hot this gets Apollo when there are two women to fucking suck for the camera. But tell John he can't spend all his time behind that camera. I want to be sandwiched while I eat you. So say yes. Cassie. Jane wrote back with a day and time. The invitation said formal, tie and tail. We left the night before and stayed at a hotel just a few miles from their house. At 8:30, we left. Apollo was dressed appropriately in his tux, bow tie, and suspenders. Oh, so very dashing. I wore a cloak of green velvet, matching dress and high heels. 2 blocks from their house, we stopped. It was dark out. Apollo unzipped, offering me his hard cock for a taste. "Suck me right up until I come," he said. "But don't bring me," he said firmly. I got up on my knees in the car and bent over the armrest into his lap, my ass high in the air. As I sucked his cock and fondled his balls, he lifted my skirt and pulled down my panties. I continued to suck, now a bit harder. Yes, as I was getting more and more aroused. Then without warning, he slapped my ass, and I stopped sucking. Then he spanked me again, and again. I started to get up, but he had his arm over my back and pinned me down. A tirade of slaps rained down on me, covering my ass, sometimes hitting my pussy lips if I moved just so. It was making me very wet. Then as quickly as he started, he stopped. Told me to lean back. I did, and he stripped off my panties and stuffed them in his pocket. "That is for being overdressed," he said, smiling. "Now finger your pussy for me while I drive. I have something to tell you." I smiled and inserted 2 fingers from 1 hand into my wet hole as the other rubbed over my clit. "I talked with John today, and he and I agreed that you would make a very excellent play toy. So if you don't mind," he said, pulling into the driveway, "I'd like you to unzip that lovely dress and leave it here in the car." I just stared, dumbfounded. I started to say, "You've got to be kidding," but I stopped in mid-sentence. There was something about that glint in his eye that told me I'd better listen. So I unzipped the side zipper and shimmied out of the dress, covering myself the best I could with the velvet cloak. "The bra, too. It looks rather silly with no panties," he added. I unhooked the bra, and it joined my dress in the back seat. "Now, put this on," he said, handing me a silver choker. Once again, I did as instructed. It was pretty, and it fit snugly. "And this," he added, handing me a blindfold. I felt like an actor out of a poorly written adult book, but I followed directions. Once the blindfold was secure, Apollo helped me out of the car and walked me right into the house without knocking. Immediately, hands and mouths were all over me. I reached out and grabbed the head of the person lapping at my clit. I held on for dear life as this intense orgasm crept over me. Knowing my body as well as I knew it myself, they sensed my need and stopped periodically to let the orgasm subside. I cried and screamed and begged for them to let me come, but to no avail. Then they laid me on my side, and a cock ran down my back and between my ass cheeks. Someone else had fingers rubbing furiously at my clit, and a mouth was sucking my toes. Hands were twisting my nipples. And oh my, it was so good. I thought I might die or at least pass out. This time there was no stopping the orgasm. It raged through me and bucked against the fingers in my cunt and slammed back into the cock into my ass and came as my toe sucker held tight. And when I thought I was done, they rolled me on my back, on top of Apollo. I knew it was him because of his cock and the hair on his chest, and he entered my ass. And then John put my legs over his shoulders and stuck his cock into my pussy, and Jane straddled my head and pushed her pussy up against my mouth, and I licked and moaned and was covered with cum from head to foot. We went on like this for hours, until everyone was truly satisfied. Later, I was allowed to take off the blindfold and watch the movie we made. Perhaps one day we'll put it on the internet.